I don't know about you, but there are some parts of 2015 that I am not very happy with. And there are parts of 2015 that I am not carrying into 2016. Can I get an amen? Okay. One of the things about 2015 is that some things that I laid at the foot of the cross, at the altar, they didn't get answered because I was not at a place where they could be. And that's not going to happen in 2016. Okay? In 2016, it's going to be different for Barry. I can't speak for anybody else, but it's going to be different for Barry. Tonight, the title of the message is, and I have notes, but I'm going to hold them to the end because I want you to have them at the end. The title of the message tonight is, You Can Decide Your 2016. You decide your 2016. The enemy doesn't decide it. God doesn't decide it. Jesus doesn't decide it. You decide it. Okay? My point is this, everything that took place in 2015 is on you. And you can't put it on anyone else other than you. So since we know that 2015 is on us, let's make sure that we make 2016 where it should be. And we're going to open with Psalm 45. In Psalm 45, look at verse 1. Is this what I want, Psalm 45, verse 1? Yes. Yes, I did prepare these notes for tonight. My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. What is your tongue going to write in 2016? Okay. Look in Habakkuk chapter 2. Habakkuk. You know, I found it earlier today. Is right after Nahum and before Haggai and before Zechariah is Habakkuk. And we're going to look at chapter 2, and it's verses you've heard before. Verse 2 says, and the Lord, well, let's read verse 1. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me. So notice he's there waiting for the Lord to speak. And what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision for 2016. And make it plain upon the tables that he may run that readeth. So Judy is going to write her vision for 2016. And it's going to be so plain that she can run with it when she reads it. Okay? For the vision is yet for an appointed time, 2016. But at the end it shall speak and not lie. Now listen to it. Though it tarry, wait for it. Because it will what? Surely come. It will not tarry. But what do you have to do? You have to write it. Okay, go back one book to Nahum, chapter 1. The burden of Nineveh, the book of the vision of Judy Nelson, the book of the vision of Becca, the book of the vision of Nob. Do you see this? Whose book is it? It's 2016. You are the one writing that book. Okay? You are the one writing that book. So, when I was thinking about how to approach tonight, we're going to approach it from I Confess and Proclaim in 2016. Okay? That's how we're going to write our vision, our book for 2016. We're going to confess and proclaim. So we're going to begin this profession and confessing and proclaiming with Psalm 118. In Psalm 118, look at verse 24. It says, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice. So when it says we will rejoice, it means that we are going to make a decision that it doesn't matter what's going on, we're going to rejoice and we're going to be glad. It doesn't matter what's going on. We're going to rejoice and we're going to be glad. Okay? I confess and proclaim that in 2016, I will get up every morning with praise and worship on my lips and thanksgiving in my heart because my Father has made another day in which I will rejoice and be glad that I belong to Him. I confess and proclaim that for 2016. Look in John chapter 4. In John chapter 4, look at verse 34. "And Jesus said unto them, My meat is to do the will of Him that sent me, and to finish His work." Do you see what He's saying? Jesus said, what I am here to do is to finish my Father's work. Cindy, what you are here to do is to finish the Father's work. Neil, Doris, Nob, you are here to finish the Father's work. Look in chapter 5, verse 19. "Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He seeth the Father do. For what things soever He doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise." And then in verse 30, "I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. Because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which sent me." I confess and proclaim that in 2016, every morning, I made this really personal for Bear, okay, so you all have to make it personal for yourself. I confess and proclaim that in 2016, every morning as I sip my first cup of coffee, I will ask my Father, what is on my agenda for today? If my meat is to do the will of my Father, I'm going to ask Him, what is my agenda for today, Father? That's how my 2016 is going to be different than my 2015. Because if it's not on my Father's agenda, I am not doing it. Okay? Psalm 91. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Almighty." We all know that one almost by heart. Psalm 91. It says, "He that dwelleth," verse 1, "in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." He who has planted himself under the shadows of the Almighty and stays there, that's what abide means, stays there, okay? "And he will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I confess and proclaim that in 2016, you will always find me in my Father's secret place and under His protection. No attack of the enemy will cause me to believe that I can fight him in my own strength." In 2016. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And look at verse 57. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, it says, But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory. How? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, thanks be to God who giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I confess and proclaim in 2016. I will remember that whenever the enemy attacks, I will be at peace because my Father has already given me the victory through the completed works of Jesus Christ. Amen. Acts chapter 17. See how we're painting a picture for 2016? Acts chapter 17. In Acts chapter 17, look at verse 11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and they searched the scriptures daily. How often? Once a week. Three times a week. Four out of 7 days. Daily. They searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. I don't want a show of hands, but how many of you have heard a message that pastor has taught and you've gone back and searched the scriptures? See, that is our responsibility. We have a great pastor. Don't get me wrong. We do. But if we're not searching the scriptures every time we hear his message, or Brother Dave, or Brother Gary, or Pastor Bronk Flint, if we're not searching the scriptures to make sure that what they're telling us is in scripture, in the context, it's on us. It's on us. Okay? And then, of course, you know, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, how? As a workman that needest not to be ashamed, by rightly dividing the word. He's not ashamed of his workmanship. Okay? Now see, you are to search the scriptures daily and study. Search the scriptures daily and study. I think we sometimes forget that when Jesus was here on earth, yeah, I know he was the Son of God from birth. I know he didn't have a sin nature. But let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus didn't come here knowing what he knew at 33. Scripture says that. It says that he grew. If you're going to grow, you are not at your max. He had to grow too. So do we. We have to grow. I confess and proclaim that in 2016, no day will pass without me searching the scriptures. No day will pass without me searching the scriptures. Chapter 27. We're building an image for our 2016. What my hope is, you would, once the copies of this would be made available, you will take this and make it your own. There may be other scriptures that mean more to you than this, but at least you will look at this and say, okay, these are some scriptures I want to look at, and I'm going to personalize my confessions and my proclamation this way. Acts 27, look at verse 23. It says, now this is Paul. They're on the ship that they're not supposed to be on, because Paul warned them, if we get on the ship, it's going to go down. And the guy says, wait a minute, I've been building ships for all these years, and you're going to tell me how to do my job? Paul said, okay. So now they're in a situation where the ship is going down. But Paul said in verse 23, for there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, and whom I serve. That word serve can also be translated worship. Whose I am and whom I worship. And I confess and proclaim that in 2016, I will remember who owns me and will serve him and worship him with a joyful heart. I will serve him and worship him with a joyful heart. Look at verse 25 in the same chapter. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Now go to Romans chapter 4 and look at verse 21. This is talking about Abraham. Let's read 19, 20, and 21. And Abraham being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. He staggered not at the promise through unbelief. So unbelief causes us to stagger when we hear and we read the promise. And don't you know that when you stagger, ladies and gentlemen, you get off the path. When you stagger, when you get off the path. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Verse 21, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. I confess and proclaim in 2016, I am fully persuaded, living in boundless faith, that what my Father says, my Father will do. I'm living in boundless faith that what my Father says, my Father will do. See, that's a confession you have to make. When my Father says something, you take it to the bank is a term we're familiar with. He says it, he's going to do it. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it seems like. If you are fully persuaded, if you are living in boundless faith, you know God is going to fulfill his word to you. Let that sink in. He's going to fulfill his word to you. Philippians chapter 4. How are we doing so far? Praise God. Philippians chapter 4, look at verse 6. Be careful for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, what does it say? In everything, by what? Prayer and supplication. In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Do you see what he's saying? He says, don't be anxious about anything. Just be thankful. And then pray about it. And be thankful. Whatever it is, ladies and gentlemen, it's not going to ruin your day unless you let it. It's not. In 2016, you can decide whether or not you're going to be anxious about anything. You have to make that decision. God is not going to make it for you. He's not. You know why? Because he says in 2 Corinthians, I think it is, chapter 12, for my grace is sufficient. Well, so his grace is sufficient. So he's not going to do it for you. You have to make that decision. But you make that decision based on the fact of whether or not you are living in limitless, boundless faith. We have got to get to the point, ladies and gentlemen, that we believe this stuff or we don't. And listen to me. If you're not really believing it, be honest about it and say it. It's not clicking for me, Lord. Help thou my unbelief. Be honest about it. That's the first step. You admitting that it's not working and I'm not sure why. Help me. Help me find out why. You know why you need to do that? Because he wants you to finish the work. And you can't finish the work if you are living in questions and doubt. Praise God. Praise God. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Verse 7. Now the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Notice that the peace of God does not come until you decide not to be anxious, not to be afraid, not to be fretful. It's a decision, ladies and gentlemen. And once you make that decision, that spirit on the inside kicks in. Because the decision starts here. The spirit's already ready. Turn me loose. Turn me loose. It's what that spirit is saying on the inside. Turn me loose. And let me show you what the kingdom of God is really like. That's good. Turn me loose. I got to remember that one. Praise God. Okay. I confess and proclaim that in 2016, I will refuse to allow myself to get anxious or fearful about anything. My emotions will not lead me. Instead, I will allow the peace of God to govern how my heart responds in every situation. I will let the peace of God determine how my heart responds in every situation. Because you know, ladies and gentlemen, when you get anxious, your heart beats differently. It beats differently. And then when your heart beats differently, your body gets stressed out. But see, when you let the peace of God rule, govern, take over, praise God. 2016, I know we're in church, but allow me some leeway. If we make a decision that 2016 is not going to be like 2015 when it turns of our relationship with our Father and how we deal with the enemy of the soul, it's going to be kick butt time. It's going to be kicking some butt time. Like we say when I was in grade school, we're going to kick some butt and take names. We're going to kick butt and take names. Okay? That's what our Father needs us to do. That's what he needs. Okay? Look in verse 11 since we're in chapter 4. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, if you don't underline anything else in this verse, for I have learned. There's something we need to learn. I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith I will be content. I don't care if I'm in Ohio. I don't care if I'm in Alaska, in Tennessee, Mississippi. Right? In whatever state. Oh, man, come on. I've been waiting for this all day long. Come on. Jeez. Okay. Man, New York. Man. Oh, man. Gosh. Okay. I'm over it. In other words, it doesn't matter what situation you find yourself in. It does not matter. In whatsoever state I am, therewith I will be content. I know both how to be abased. I know how to abound everywhere and in all things. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Why? Verse 13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I confess and proclaim that in 2016, I will learn how to be content in life. I will learn how to be content in life because the circumstances are not relevant. Let me say that again. I will learn how to be content in life because the circumstances are not relevant. I will confess that I will endure it all because I can do all things through the strength of Jesus. I can do all things through the strength of Jesus. Not my strength, through the strength of Jesus. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. He's made us meet. We were not qualified before he made us meet. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness, that where power is authority. Satan has no authority over you anymore. Who has delivered us from the authority of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. He has translated us. He's picked us up and moved us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. We don't live there anymore, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care what your body says. I don't care what your mind says. We don't live here anymore. We live in a kingdom that's now light dominated, not sin dominated. Okay? See, we are individuals who occupy two worlds because we have a body. So we occupy two worlds, but we live in only one. But see, sometimes we forget that we live here and we let this one have more say in our lives than the where we really live. We got to stop that. We have to say no to that. I confess and proclaim in 2016, I will not forget that I have been delivered from Satan and he no longer has authority over my life. He has no say in your life, ladies and gentlemen, unless you let him have one. And see, the Bible tells us that our bodies are dead, right? So if our bodies are dead, how can our bodies dictate to us what we do? See, the Bible says we need to mortify the flesh. We need to kill it. My Tennessee comes out sometimes. I mean, that may be Kentucky. I don't know. Whatever state, we have to kill it. Because the body has no control at all. The body just responds. The body just responds. Two more. John 3:16. Say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. If you did not repeat that with me, you need to go back to Christianity 101. Everybody should know that one. I confess and proclaim that in 2016, I will never be able to thank my Father enough, knowing that he loved me so much that he didn't withhold his only begotten Son as payment for my sins. Amen. One more. Matthew chapter 5, verse 37. Now see, this last one, Matthew chapter 5, verse 37. Verse 37 says, but let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. James chapter 5, verse 12. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay, nay, lest ye fall into temptation. In 2016, I confess and proclaim that in 2016, my yea is going to be yea, and my nay is going to be nay. Why is that so important, ladies and gentlemen? If you are not one to keep his or her word, God cannot stand with you. If you make a commitment to do something but you don't do it, God is not standing with you. Your yea, you have to be a person of your word. And in 2015, there were too many times when I was not. I'm just being honest about it. 2016, it's not going to be that way. If I tell you, if I make a commitment to do something, I'm going to get it done. I don't care what I have to move out of the way to do it. But if I say I can't, then I can't. But we have to be men and women of our word. Because otherwise, God cannot join himself to us. Because there is no darkness in our Father. No darkness. As I said, I have copies of these available if you would like one. And I want to close with one more thing. And I'm going to put the copies over here. What spurred this for me was a prophecy that came out at the prayer center. And it's a prophecy that came out a number of years ago. But how many of you know that the Word of God is the Word of God? I don't care how many years ago it was. Okay? And one thing that we have to remember too, this prophecy, it came out at the prayer center, but it came out to the body of Christ. So not only was it for the prayer center in Tulsa, it's for Grace Christian Center here in Dayton, Ohio. Okay? And when I read it, you'll see the message, why we did the message tonight. It's the title given to it was Precious, Your Use of My Word. Do you know how precious your use of my word is? It is as tenderly intimate to me as your times of expressing your heart to me in worship. The foundation of all relationships is truth, and my word is truth. I consider it a time of intimacy when you speak truthfully about yourself to me through the speaking of my word. Is that not what we did tonight? It is my delight when you speak of yourself according to my word. For our union is in these truths you speak. For our union is in these truths you speak. We are united by truth. My nature in you is truth. My words are truth. I have given you the spirit of truth to lead you into all truth. We are united in truth. Each time you draw near to me, I am ever with you and ever ready for you as you approach me. I never leave you or forsake you. I am always near to you and welcome each time you draw near to me. Our life together is a fellowship. And as you are conformed to the truth through the understanding of it, you will understand more just how dear to me this fellowship with you is. Our fellowship is everything to me. You are everything to me. Listen to what your Father says. You are everything to me. Intimacy is you drawing close to me in truth, for our life together is in truth. I consider it sweet and I consider it intimate when you take times of speaking my word to me in the process of transforming your soul. What did we do tonight? We began the process of transforming our souls. In any intimate relationship, truth is the foundation, and my word is truth. As you come to me in worship with the truth of my word and what it says about you, you have stepped into that place of the sweet fellowship of you being truthful about yourself. What we did tonight was spoke truth about ourselves. Of you being truthful about yourself, just as I am always truthful about myself to you. The core of our relationship is the truth about me and the truth about you. Our relationship revolves around this. So understand when I say that your times with me of embracing my truth and your times with me of worshiping me based on truth are very sweet to me indeed. Whenever you take my word and fill your mouth and heart with truth to be conformed to it, these are treasured times to me. When I read that, remember I talked about there are some things in 2015 I'm not happy? This is one of them. I have not spoken the word over my life and over things enough. 2016, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be different. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be different. Whenever you take my word and fill your mouth and heart with truth to be conformed to it, these are treasured times to me. It is very satisfying when choices are made for me by choosing my word. My heart rejoices at the truth in you, and my heart rejoices at the transformation it brings. This is the heart of our union, my word of life in you. Last paragraph. Understand my pleasure each time you choose my word over everything else you see and hear around you. Can I get an amen? I mean, based on what we have seen and heard around us in this country in the last few years, and what's going on over in the world and over the foreign country in the last few years, and even now, understand my pleasure each time you choose my word over everything you see and hear around you. When you choose not to live in fear, when you choose my love, that's when you get my pleasure. And know my utmost pleasure as you allow my word to transform you through the use of it. You draw near to me when you draw near to truth. Amen. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and I have copies of this also available for those who would like to have one. Every time you take the opportunity to confess and proclaim your 2016, you are joining in intimacy with your Father and making Him very happy. Wrong word. You're pleasing your Father. And we know from Hebrews, without faith, it's impossible to please your Father. So I encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who get a copy of things I read tonight, go home and make them yours. Judy Nelson is going to have verses, I'm sure, that are going to be different from mine. Judy Newman, Neil, Cindy. You're going to have verses that are going to be different. Swana, you're going to have verses that are going to be different. But find those verses. And those are verses that are going to be the foundation for your 2016 being a lot different than your 2015. Amen? Our Father does not want us the same in 2016. He needs for us to take that next step to a deeper, more intimate relationship with Him. And it starts, ladies and gentlemen, by taking His word and speaking His word into your life. I am so thankful that because we now have His life and nature on the inside, doing things like this, it's easier. Because we know that it's almost like we're picking up the phone and calling our Father, say, Dad, let's talk for a minute. That's what we do when we confess His word. It's intimacy with Him. So I encourage you, go home, find those verses that really resonate with you, and make proclamations and confessions, and speak them every day.